And this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. The resignation of former Mayor Megan Berry back in March continues to disrupt Metro government. None of the candidates running for the Metro Vice Mayor's post managed to earn a majority of votes during the August 2nd general election, forcing the city to plan a runoff election. Davids County Elections Administrator Jeff Roberts says that special election is now scheduled for September 13th. He also says the runoff is going to cost more taxpayer dollars than he currently has in his yearly budget.
Our initial estimate is $750,000, but that's an early estimate. We really won't know for sure until the Election Commission takes action to actually set the early voting hours and locations.
Metro Councilman Freddie O'Connell says the runoff will likely disrupt council business. He notes the need for a runoff leaves Pro Tem Sherry Weiner no longer eligible to lead council sessions.
Technically, her term comes to an end before the election, so I actually don't know what is going to happen in the chamber to resolve that while we wait on this runoff to play out.
O'Connell wants Metro Council to consider altering the city charter to allow for what's called instant runoff voting. It's a system used by a handful of cities nationwide and the state of Maine. When voters go to the polls, they choose a candidate as usual, but they also rank the remaining candidates in their order of preference. If no candidate wins an outright majority, a winner is chosen using those rankings. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.